TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Welcome to In My Butt.
Yes.
Hey. What? Well, this episode's got off to an interesting start. Went straight from the disclaimer to that.
I mean, just don't ease them into it. You got to know what you're in for.
The butt.
Yeah.
Yes.
With everything seasoning.
Yep. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
And like, you do remember it.
Yeah,
this is true. That commercial is locked into my head.
Yeah.
Does it make you want to buy a Whopper, though? Or does it make you drive by Burger King and go, don't slow down. Don't slow down.
And does he have enough leverage with the one set of assholes to make them stop?
Yeah, is the fulcrum deep enough in that asshole to get the leverage?
Yeah.
I think Tim's watching the video.
I was going to say, none of this is funny yet.
And he's thoroughly enjoying it.
I'm just getting secondhand joy off of Tim now.
Ooh, wow.
Oh. Oh, this is a good fun.
I love that we're just sending each other pictures and talking about
them. We're so important, aren't we? We should probably end this.
What are you talking about? The listeners love us going down memory lane. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
In the
I'm
butt.
Tim the D in TanCast.
I'm Andy in the butt.
I think you said the D in TanCast. I'm Raw Dog Applesauce.
Ah!
No, I'm the end of TanCast. commercials, there are fucking weird commercials out there.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, finally, someone's saying it.
I'm saying it. I saw one from the Philippines for RC Cola where this kid's like crying. It's all this like sad, like melancholy music. And this kid's like, am I adopted? And he pulls off his shirt and there's like three glasses stuck to his back. And his mom starts crying. And then like, it's like the time I told you, it takes off her head. And under her head is like an RC Cola bottle. And she sprinkles ice in the glasses on his back. And then pours the RC Cola into those glasses.
I've seen this.
I haven't, and I'm glad.
It's a thing.
It's weird, but is it any weirder than the, was it Burger King, I think? Eat like snake?
What?
Oh, well. I don't know if this one's from the U.S. or if it's from like Japan or whatever, but there's a guy who's got like a huge-ass Whopper. I think it may have been like a triple-decker Whopper or something.
Oh.
And he starts to like try to figure out how to take a bite of it, and he puts it down, and there's another guy who's like sitting on the other side of the Burger King who's just like staring intently at this guy's thing, and then he sort of like drops off of his chair, and he like snake slithers across the floor on his stomach over to this other guy's table, and then like snake raises his head up to the side of this guy's table where he's left his sandwich, unhinges his jaw, and starts to eat the entire giant Whopper like a snake. Just, you know, one long, like, you know, like tooth pull in, tooth pull in, tooth pull in, bite like a snake. And there's a song that goes with it that's just like, eat like snake. It's like all jazzy.
I mean, it, like, you do remember it.
Yeah, this is true.
You're like, that commercial is locked into my head.
Yeah.
Does it make you want to buy a Whopper, though? Or does it make you drive by Burger King and go, don't slow down. Don't slow down.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
I mean, it's showing me what Burger King, what people who patronize Burger King are like. And if that's their customers.
Well, there's also that one where it's like that weird little jester guy. This American one, and he's like, they're peaches and cream or berries and cream Starburst. And he's like, are those berries and cream? And they're like, yeah, he's like, berries and cream, berries and cream. And he's like singing this little song. I like berries and cream. And you're like, what is going on?
I mean, so like, I remember that that was Burger King, and you remember that that was Starburst. But do any of us remember what the fuck Puppy Monkey Baby was selling?
Puppy Monkey Baby.
You clearly Puppy have Monkey a more Baby. Encyclopedic knowledge Puppy of Monkey. Weird commercials than I, because I'm this like, I don't Super know what Bowl the commercial any of y'all are talking about. I got nothing. Fuck.
No one's trying
was
to
it,
remember.
I think it was a soda. Was it a soda?
Maybe. Like, it feels like it could be. If it is, it's going to be something weird like Mountain Dew, I think.
Yeah.
But like, I do. I also totally remember. It could be Doritos.
Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby.
Yep. And then it like licks them.
Mountain Dew. You're right. Google's our friend.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's just like, hey, let's throw some body horror up on screen. Humanity has become so jaded. We need to break through. Just have a guy's jaw unhinge.
Yeah, so yeah, that's all just fucking weird commercials out there.
Yeah.
I'd just love to be like in the pitch meetings for that. Like,
yes.
So here's where we're going. The kid's going to ask if he's adopted. The reveal is he's got four glasses on his back. But stay with me. Stay with me.
There is a series of commercials from, I can't remember if it's from Korea or Japan. I believe it's Japan, for a chewing gum brand. And there's a refrain. I don't want to spoil anything.
Because I'm gonna send, was so pregnant. I think it's the Octomom. Like
it could be.
I thought you were done. It was for chewing gum.
For chewing gum.
My rest my case.
I wonder if you're lagging, Tim.
I don't think so.
I paused for a bit there because I was trying to figure out like how much can I tell them about this that they will actually watch the video later when I send it to them without ruining the surprise of what is going to be in this video.
I mean, I'll just watch it. You know, not like Tim over here.
Yeah.
Mr. Grinch with the watching the videos.
So I will just tell you that there is a recurring song in this the whole series. It's like a story of commercials, and it's the funk music, you know, baby making music starts playing, and the refrain in English for some reason is long, long man.
Long, long man.
Okay.
That shit lives rent free in my head. So there's a whole like fucking story that go like multi-part with like, there's twists and turns and yeah. Yeah, you need to experience twist. The story of the long, long man along with me.
Twists
now.
And turns sounds like it's going to be a much more time investment than Noel Tim is willing to offer.
I think there's probably like 4 or 5 total minutes. I mean, it's commercials. They're like, it's 30 second bites. Like,
it's not looking good.
Okay, I mean, did you watch all of Secret Invasion? This is less of a time investment and probably a better story.
Yeah, is this commercial connected to a larger commercial cinematic universe that I'm already invested in, or is it just some random thing?
You don't know. You don't know what's up with the long, yeah, long man.
It's a side story about the Marvels.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah, but you don't know until you watch
it. No, it's the unexpected Fantastic Four crossover. It's all about Reed Richards. That's the commercial.
And do I wish I hadn't watched Secret Invasion? 1,000%. If I could go back and tell myself, Tim, just don't. But what about what I need to know before the Marvels? You don't. Nothing. No, the Marvels won't mention this at all. So I can just skip this and go about my life? Yeah. And you'll think, still here, I'm still alive. Wait, what? Nothing. Just stop. Don't watch it.
Oh, well, that's a spoiler.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh,
what you shit talking for then?
Mostly on the strength of your reviews.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, she's still alive.
Yeah, I mean, probably. It's comic books, but it's the first episode. If that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's one of those where like, should I watch it just to be completionist? And I was like, there's so many other things that I can do with my time. Like show my family the Netflix Defenders series, except for Iron Fist. We've made it through Daredevil season 1 and Jessica Jones season 1, and we've already had the conversation about Iron Fist that everyone's just going to read the wiki.
Luke Cage. I think that was the best first season.
Oh, of like the Marvel.
The Defenders. This is yeah.
Oh,
and Daredevil had the best third season. Well, it was one of the only two that had a third season.
Wait, Defenders was his own thing, though, right?
Yeah, Defenders
was all of them together.
Yeah. And each
I just call them the Defenders because that's all of, you know, like.
But you're specific about talking about Luke Cage was the best season.
Yes.
Like, that's own its own show.
The first season of Luke Cage, I would say, was the best first season.
Gotcha, okay.
Daredevil is hot on its heels. And then Jessica Jones. Oh, man. That, you know what? Those are three solid first seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say all of them had a very disappointing second season.
I mean, Jessica Daredevil Jones, the Punisher second season.
I did not like that second season. I felt like it was kind of all over the place.
Mm.
Tim, did you finish Echo, Echo, Echo?
Nope.
Are you going to?
I mean, maybe.
So that will be the first Marvel show you haven't watched?
I guess so. I haven't watched The Inhumans. I watched exactly as much of Echo as I've watched of The Inhumans.
Yeah, I guess I forgot about that.
Never forget about that.
I watched zero of The Inhumans.
You are doing better than me.
Yeah, I did not hear good things, and so I was like, hey, I think I'm going to do other things with my time.
But don't worry, I did waste my time watching the Sylvester Stallone Amazon original Samaritan.
How was that?
I heard great things about that.
Are
you sarcastic?
Lying?
Oh, so sarcastic, yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, universally negative reviews.
I mean, like, looked kind of good to me. Like, it looked like it might have been a fun movie.
Like, I wasn't particularly interested in it until something about it was spoiled for me, and that made me interested in it, but, like, if that thing hadn't been spoiled, it wouldn't have been interesting, but having it spoiled made it less interesting. So, like, it was a... Like, I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't learned this thing, but then I learned that thing, and that kind of ruined it.
Huh. Was it like a...
I'm like, I don't want to say too much, because Andy's big old brain will figure it out.
Wait, are you going to watch it, Andy?
No.
So, just, I don't care.
Okay, spoilies.
No! God! No! God, please, no!
Please, God!
No!
Please, no!
No!
No, please, God.
Do you want me to actually say what the spoiler is? Or just what it...
Say what it is and let's see if I can figure it out. I mean, like, say the thing you were going to say.
Oh, just there's a major plot twist towards the end, and...
There's not much room to get a fingernail under that.
I feel like... I mean, maybe you don't know the premise of the show, because I feel like if you did, you'd be like, oh, well, then I know what it is.
Well, it's this guy who thinks he's a superhero, right?
So the kid thinks this guy is a superhero. So there was a superhero that used to exist in this city called Granite City. Yeah. This place is tough. It's Granite City.
Oh, it's so hard and craggly.
So
what do we make it out of? Clay bricks.
So like the intro like sort of sums up what like so there was like these two kids who had phenomenal like superpowers and like they got picked on and like when they would just went to react back like they were so strong like it hurt the other kids and so the town couldn't take it and like one night when they were sleeping boarded up their house and burned it down and kids survived but their parents died.
Okay.
And so the twins one of them decided to become a superhero to like right the wrongs and like win everybody back or whatever he became a superhero and the other one decided to become a supervillain and then they were constantly fighting each other and then one night the bad one set a trap for the good one. They fought, and there was a big explosion, and neither of them were ever seen again.
Yeah, so the bad one survived, and you're watching the bad one the whole movie.
Huh?
Hmm?
What?
Hmm?
Hmm?
Oh, but he doesn't remember he's bad.
No, he knows exactly who he is. But the kid assumes he's the good guy.
Oh.
And as do the villains of the movie assume he's the good guy. And so, like, the clip I saw was...
Is he doing good things?
I mean, he saves the kid.
Okay.
I mean, he's not doing bad things. I mean, I could just spoil the shit out of the movie.
So what did you think of it overall?
I mean, it was fine. Like, it was... Like, their friend... The old man friendship with the kid is kind of forced.
Mm.
And, like, the kid is not particularly likable.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
So, okay. Tim...
But,
Do you want to know when I saw it coming?
When's that? When there's I said there kids, was twins?
There's they're twins. I was like, oh, one twin is bad and one is good. They fight. The bad one actually survives.
And it's funny that they're twins because you never see their faces. Like, it doesn't matter if they're twins. They could look like one could look like Danny DeVito.
Danny Glover.
I mean, he's getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, man, he's been too old for this movie.
Right? And aren't they making another movie?
Yep.
Yep.
Apparently, Mel Gibson promised Richard Donner before he died that he would make the last Lethal Weapon movie.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that we're letting Mel Gibson
make more movies.
Honor Richard Donner. Did he promise Richard Donner to stop saying anti-Semitic shit and like racist shit?
I feel like that would have been a much better promise.
Yeah.
Look, leave Lethal Weapon 5 alone. Why don't you just stop being a cock?
Yeah. Well, I'm old school Catholic. I mean, there's old school Catholic, and then there's telling your ex that you hope that she gets raped by a pack of N-words. Oh, guys. Speaking of, like, just out of the blue racism, anyone watch The Daily Show this last week?
Nope.
I watched Jon Stewart, as I normally do, but that's it.
Well, on Ronnie Chang was hosting, so we watched more than just the Jon Stewart.
Okay.
Because Ronnie Chang is funny as fuck. On Thursday, they sent one of their guys down to the border, and there was a Trump dude and a rascal just like spewing stuff and telling the guy like, "You sold your soul to the devil, to Satan, to get success." He's like, "Man, if I was successful in the New York media, I wouldn't be down here in Texas in a Marriott Holiday Supreme or whatever the fuck like low brand Marriott it was." It's like with no body lotion in it. Then he goes, it's like, so like this dude's like clearly unhinged. He's like, so looking for a more nuanced Republican take, I spoke to the chairperson of the Republican Party for the, I don't know if it was for the county or whatever. And she starts in and said, it's good that the governor's down here setting up all the buoys and the razor wire and everything to stop the wetbacks from coming through.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Republican Party leader from Texas. I don't think it's like the state party leader. I'm pretty sure she was like the county party leader or something, but it was from Eagle Pass. And she's just like, well, yeah, no, I want them to come in the right way. I don't want them to come in the back door. I want them to come in the front door. He's like, so you want, well, no, if they come in the right way, then they won't be wetbacks, right? It's like, oh, okay. So you have decided it's okay to call Mexican people who physically cross the river wetbacks because you're like, well, no, they're literally wetbacks. It's okay. That's not racist.
I mean, it's not wrong either. Like, this is where the term came from.
It is, but it also is like...
but not good to say.
Yes. I'm sure black people hung out on the porch a couple of times, man. That still doesn't
don't
make...
Don't say it. Stop. Stop.
I love a porch. I'm not going to lie. If I had a porch right now, I'd be hanging out on it. Also love grape drink.
I love air fried chicken now.
Mm. Is it better for you? Because it has less oil, right?
Yeah. Man, like for so long, I was trying to figure out like what the fuck is an air fryer, and then like I finally Googled it, and it's like, oh, it's a convection oven. It's a small convection oven. Oh, okay. So it's a thing that already existed. But I was like, no, air fryers. They're this revolutionary new. Like, well, then how does it work? Oh, with convection heating. So it is. It is a convection oven.
I mean, same thing with the Miracle Pot or whatever that thing is. Like, it's just a pressure cooker and a slow cooker. Like, it's been around forever.
Yep.
But I mean, they designed it in some way better because I have a convection oven and it doesn't work nearly as well as the air fryer.
I mean, it's like a small one. So.
Yeah, it's a small.
Probably more.
Yep. You okay?
Andy doesn't think I know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
Andy does think.
Well, I was thinking that same thing. Like maybe I thought your convection oven was like bigger.
No,
and like yeah, that's why I wasn't doing the same thing. But you're
it's
saying
like it's a toaster like oven.
Yeah, it's not that I don't know. I don't think that you know what you're talking about, Tim. I was just saying, well, it's a small one, so maybe that makes it easier for the thing to heat the stuff rapidly. I don't know.
I mean, the air fryer is not substantially smaller than the convection oven, is all I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. So, wait, is your convection oven isn't like your full-ass oven is a convection oven?
No. Oh. No. It's like a toaster oven.
Oh. Huh.
Well, fuck it.
I don't think I've ever seen convection ovens in toaster oven form.
Well, that's what was going to blow your mind.
It did blow my mind. Thank you for blowing my mind, Tim.
It does work really well to make toast, though, so that works.
Maybe that's why it doesn't work the same way, because it's like doing double duty.
Yeah, it is. Like you can toast with it, you can broil with it. It even has a rotisserie function.
Yeah, so like with the convection or the air fryer, it's just like I do this one thing.
Yeah, exactly. I do it, and I do it. I'm good at what I do, bub.
Can you toast?
I do is heat up shit.
I mean, I can convection bread, but.
Hey guys, I got some listener email.
Do
I have it? Yes, I do.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Wait.
TimCast listener email.
Well, what's so funny?
I think I know the email you're about to read.
I haven't even checked our email, and I think I know the email that Noah's about to read.
So the title of this email is called Waffle Giggle Box. And it's from friend of the show, Milhouse. It says, "Dear sirs, on your last episode, you said Walter Googles several times in a row. In fact, his name is Wally Poggers. And I demand you issue a correction considering listener from New Zealand." So there you go, Milhouse. Consider ourselves corrected.
Sorry we mispronounced Waluigi Gorgonzola.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I forget that Wiffle Gorbachev is not his actual name.
Archive that email.
Done and done. Check off that box. And
yes.
I think it's time we ask this question.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it
good?
We'll find out on the very next segment. How's your motherfucking
week? I forgot
week?
I did that.
Oh. Oh man, that's even better than Wilmington googly eyes. Like that is.
Also, so like side note that you know this is aren't privy to. Andy posted a link to the Fallout trailer, which I'm gonna do this like which Walton Goggins is in. I was looking at the trailer and I replied, what did I say? It has my favorite actor, Walter Googles. And Andy right afterward goes, indeed, Wally Poggers has certainly been making a name for himself. And after that, Tim goes, oh shit, Waffle Gigglebox is in it. He's the best. And I was like, oh, you guys, you got it. You did it.
So, listeners should also be brought in on the fact that Max texted the three of us to let us know.
And he's on their text thread as well.
Yes. That he had previously in the week texted us to let us know that it is not, in fact, Walter Goggins.
Waffle Giggle Box? Giggle box isn't even a thing.
I mean, we're giggle boxes.
I mean, it is now.
It's just two things that I mush together.
But yeah, I just love that you two are just like right there, like bam.
And I'm like, I'm so glad I happened to be, because you guys are on Do Not Disturb 100% of the time.
Yeah, no.
I just happened to be looking at my phone at that exact moment. I'm like, oh, I could get in on this.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that you replied so fast. I'm like, usually Tim is like, fuck you guys, I'll check later.
I'm working. Got moves to make.
I work so hard for the money.
Money moves. Tim makes money moves.
Yeah, my money moves from my job past me and out to my bills.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of money moves, I did my taxes on Sunday. And like that same week, I got my money for both the state and the Fed. I'm like, what the fuck? This is so fast.
Because the IRS doesn't have shit to do right now.
Yeah.
Everyone else out there sitting on their thumbs.
Yeah, that's why it's good to wait. I mean, that's why it's good to do it right away.
I was like, you're undercutting immediately the point you're trying to make.
That's because there's all these videos on TikTok of people like, every other year I've gotten money back, but this year I owe thousands of dollars. What the hell is this about? So like, I think it's depressing people, like, not depressing people, but like depressing, not turnout. What the fuck do you say?
So they've already done their taxes, but they haven't submitted their taxes.
No, I think they've submitted it, but the fact that they're saying it, other people are like, well, I don't want that to happen to me. I'm going to hold off on putting in my taxes.
Oh, got you.
Like, it's going to happen to you one way or the other.
Right, but like, well, I guess I'm going to wait and do it the last possible second because I don't want to pay for that right now.
So I sent it to a different group of friends, and one of my friends replies, he goes, great job. I'm going to spend 39 more days stressing about my taxes, then spend an hour doing them on 415.
Oh, yeah, we got to send all our crap to our accountant.
So, if you're not one of those people, I mean, like, I feel like I've got my taxes, like, pretty dialed in at this point. So it's, like, it's pretty consistent. And so I'm just like, well, I'll just do it early. I usually get, like, some money back. And, you know, then it's done.
Well, good for fucking you.
It's amazing. It's also weird, like, how my Fed, like, sometimes I'll owe, like, a dollar. Sometimes I'll get $10. It's, like, it's always in this weird little range that's not too far off.
Like, oh, wow, whatever. You do have it pretty dialed in.
Well, I think it's still around. The Fed has this calculator that you can go and punch in like your numbers, and you can put in how much you your deductions, and it will tell you like how much you'll get back or how much you'll owe. So I just went and did it, and I just did that amount or you know that amount of deductions, and then so that's why it's been pretty close. And I just left it. Like, I mean, I know like. The tax, I never really pay attention, but I know it shifts like a little bit every, I don't know, every year or every pregnancy. I don't know how often it shifts, but I know it shifts sometimes, but has never shifted like too far off for me.
Yeah. Well, what we got right now is the Trump tax cuts from back in the day that they ramrodded through that like made private jets tax deductible or whatever the fuck it was, like stop taxing private jets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It made the tax breaks on like businesses and super high earners permanent, and it put in a temporary tax break on everyone else.
Okay.
So what people are seeing is they had their taxes they thought dialed in, but their tax rate has changed because the temporary thing that was to get people to ignore the fact that rich people made out like fucking bandits is expiring.
So what you're saying is Noah's making that private jet money.
I don't think I'm making private jet money.
I mean, your taxes didn't change, baby. You know what that means. You're making that private jet money.
I did get a little bit more back federally, but I also donate money.
You
so
got more back? That's not how this works, man. You're making private jet money. I'm gonna call you Richie Rich.
Yeah. No,
I'm doing all right.
Noah doesn't have kids. Noah doesn't have a mortgage.
Yeah.
Noah doesn't have a car payment.
Nope.
Noah doesn't even have pets.
Fuck
Noah
pets.
Spending all that money on Noah.
Nope, I'm not. I have to. I am financially supporting multiple people in my family.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
my sibling like has a credit card they charge stuff on. I gave my stepdad a loan to build an ADU. My mom wants money. I just have a very like low cost of living.
I was and like, so, then you are practically married with kids.
Noah does have pets. they're just related to him.
My rent control allows me to save like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like even I think I mentioned this before, I donate like 10% of my salary every year as well.
Man. You could have a private jet by now if you'd.
I mean, I do look at it like, because I have a little spreadsheet that tells me like how much I'm donating. And I look at it, I'm like, oh man, that money could be coming to me. But I know it's going out into the world helping people.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I like money.
I mean, if your family had an unfortunate accident.
No. Oh. I want it to be fortunate.
Fortunate accident. Someone dropped a gold bar on my face.
We've had a series of fortunate events.
But yeah, I think like, yeah, all those things that you said.
Let's get Orangey Snapshot to write about it.
I just like, oh, I have money. I know how to do things.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. That's all. A lot of people don't. That sucks.
Yeah.
We need to pay more people like a living wage.
Yeah, it does suck.
Tell us more, Andy. Hey, you got anything you want to share? What's going on in your life?
No, I was just making the joke. No, stop supporting your family. Support your friend.
I'll peel you off a little bit.
I mean, what if you just got a check for how much you've been paying into Tancast over the years?
Yeah. Boy, I wonder how much that would be.
At least in the thousands by now, right?
$30 check?
Over the years.
Over the years. Okay, so let's see here. I mean, we can do this math.
We sure can. We're capable.
I mean, if any of us can, it's Andy.
They can't stop us yet. Thanks, Biden.
Oh, like, little side tangent.
Yeah.
There's like these people who are like doing like protest votes because like they don't like how Biden's handling Gaza. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but like you realize what's going to happen if you do not vote for him. Like, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they're doing the protest votes in the primary, which I would say is a much better way to do that than the general election.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The only thing, like my only concern in the primary would be, are you coming back? Like, do you know what's at stake in the general? Is this just a primary protest to move the needle, to apply pressure? Yes? Okay, good.
But like, what is that even doing though, really?
I mean,
is there any possible way he's not going to become the Democratic nominee?
No.
But they show that if they're dissatisfied with him enough that they could not vote for him in the general election.
Yeah.
But like, again, like, I wonder if that's like going to change what he's going to do. Like, it feels like he's going to do what he's going to do regardless of what they're doing. Right. Or
well,
maybe not.
I don't know. I don't know if those protest votes move the needle, but he has shifted his approach in Gaza over the last week or so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Although someone was like, guys, politicians always lag behind the people. Like, the politicians don't lead the way in terms of like, this cause needs to be followed. Like, politicians are like, hey, I just thought of this thing. It's like, no, the people are like, hey, this needs to be done. And the politicians are like, nah, I don't know if anybody's into that. And then they find out, oh, everybody's into that. You're like, oh, well, I better be into that because I'm a politician. And what I need to do is suck your dick.
Well, also, I mean, I think, you know, One thing I thought about is like when you're in the, you know, the political game, it's like it's not like you can just do things, right? Like,
yeah.
There are other considerations. And that's the thing, you shouldn't do it, but like I don't know if people understand. It's like you could just be like, oh, I'm gonna do this thing. It's like it's always compromise, right? Like you gotta give and get, like,
right? Yeah, and nothing you do happens in a vacuum. Like, yes, you did this thing, and so this is better for these people. But that trickles off these dominoes and these dominoes and these dominoes, and now look what you've done on this, either, you know, this sector of the economy or this part of the world or, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You cut off all military aid to Israel to make the point that you know, ceasefire needs to happen. Hamas still refused to participate in the ceasefire, and now Israel's pissed off at you. Like, you did exactly what the activists online were saying you should do, and yet, look at all of these knock-on effects.
I mean, it's interesting, because I do feel like I hear, like, a lot of, like, not here, like, on Instagram, you know, I see people posting, a lot of the people I follow are on the ceasefire side,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, Gaza wants to compromise, Gaza wants to ceasefire. I'm like,
Gaza does. Hamas doesn't.
Oh, maybe it was a Hamas. Yeah. You know, I don't I don't even remember now. Like,
I mean, like the people who are dying. Yes, they definitely want aid and a ceasefire and all the
rest of
that.
I think it was Hamas then. Yeah, they were saying like, oh, all they want is this. I'm like, is it that simple though? Like, I don't know. I mean, you know, unfortunately, I am not as informed as a lot of people.
That's the thing. Like, all of a sudden, these Instagram and TikTok accounts are like, well, here's what we need to do. I'm like, oh, this problem's been, maybe I said this before, like, this problem's been going on for, you know, nigh a century, but you figured it out. You've solved the Middle East. Oh, Jared Kushner, you made that happen. Sure you did. Yeah. Sure you did. You probably fixed it all. Everybody, Pop-Tart69 has fixed it.
Well, I don't think the solution is necessarily that complicated, but I think the fact that there are people who have strong feelings on both sides is like the issue, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I don't want anybody to get me wrong. You know, I'm talking all this shit about Hamas, but Bibi Netanyahu and he has been a fucking nightmare for Palestinian people every single year that he has been in power. He's kind of like the Trump of Israel. He's got a bunch of hardline manifest destiny people who think that the entirety of historical Israel should belong to the Jewish people. So you get these like settlers pushing into what were supposed to be Palestinian lands and pushing them. So it's this constant like erosion and like violent eviction and all the rest of that stuff. So, you know, Netanyahu and his party and like his supporters, and like he is pushing the far right religious extremists, and those people don't want peace. They don't want a two-state solution. They want a one-state solution, and they don't want an apartheid state. They don't want a one-state solution with Jewish people like ruling over the Palestinian people. They want a one-state solution where the Palestinian people go to other Arab countries and get the fuck out. They definitely don't want an even democracy where Palestinian and Jewish Israelis all vote together in a single state. So there's assholes on both sides, and it's religious extremists on both sides trying to keep this fire lit. And it's like, how the fuck do you come in from the outside and unlight that fire? How the fuck do you get enough water on it from outside? You know, how possibly could Biden, acting unilaterally when he's only got leverage with one set of assholes even? And does he have enough leverage with the one set of assholes to make them stop?
Yeah, the fulcrum deep enough in that asshole to get the leverage.
Yeah. Because let's not forget, like,
I never do.
Gaza's been an open air prison, and that's fucked up, but Hamas massacred women and children in Israel. Like, this is, there aren't fucking clean hands here. There's not, except for the innocent civilians who are dying, and that's got to fucking stop. But again, both sides who are in power, Hamas and the Israeli government, have a vested interest in continuing to kill Palestinian civilians. So it's like, I don't know how the fuck you come in from the outside and make it stop, except coming in from the outside with like everybody in a coalition from like all of the neighboring states and like NATO and the UN and fucking everybody. Unless you come in with everybody and like establish like there's not just a ceasefire, there's a demilitarized zone, and it's going to be policed by people from neither side. Like, I don't know, short of coming in as like the world police and establishing something like that, I've got no fucking clue how somebody solves it.
So what you're saying is there's very fine people on both sides. Okay.
Hey, we need to go back to the olden times where you pick the strongest guy, strongest person, and you have them each fight each other, and whoever wins. That's it. No one else dies.
And what do you mean by wins? Just arm wrestle.
Do you mean the loser side gets genocided? Because like,
no one dies.
Okay.
No one dies.
Genocide and depopulation is legitimately the stated end goals of multiple people on both sides of this conflict.
I mean, you have to come with some terms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, there's no killing anybody after this. And it's going to be a slap fight.
Yeah.
Tickle fight.
Tickle fight. It's going to be a dad joke off, whoever lasts first.
Yes.
No violence.
And I also want to be really clear. At no point, as well, I'm saying, like, that this is fucked up and this is difficult and all of the other things that I've said, at no point am I trying to imply nothing should be done. Absolutely something should be done, because tens of thousands of innocent civilians have died and more will continue to die every day until something is done. Something definitely needs to be done, but not voting for the guy who isn't a fucking fascist who tried to overturn our fucking democracy 4.5 years ago, or 3 years ago and change, I guess, is where we're at right now. Not voting for the only other person besides the guy who tried to overturn American democracy isn't one of the things that could potentially fix the fucking Middle East right now and could potentially save these people's lives. Because Trump's stated position is Bibi should wipe everyone out. It's like, you really want to fuck with Palestinians, make sure that Trump gets into office.
I mean, I'm sure there's some people who feel that way.
Well, yeah, there definitely are. And there are people here who are like, yeah, you know, this is great because this might be the thing that finally causes Israel's neighbors to rise against it and kick off Armageddon. So there aren't just Jewish and Muslim hard right assholes who are cheering on all of this death and destruction and murder and genocide and everything else on both. Yeah. Genocide going both directions. Both sides want to wipe each other out there. There are American evangelical Christians cheering this on because they think this might be the thing that kickstarts the apocalypse. They think that this might be the thing that finally brings God back to earth.
What is the apocalypse again?
Like, apocalypse, it's like God just comes means back. Revelation. It just means like something that was hidden is revealed, but it's come because of the use with the revelation in the book of Revelations in the Bible, the book of the apocalypse, the apocalypse of John. Apocalypse has come to mean, in popular terms, like the end of the world or the great destruction of things. But if you are a biblical literalist who believes that the revelation or the apocalypse of John is a prophecy about how the world will end, because there's multiple interpretations of that book, but if that is your take, and that is commonly the take for white evangelicals.
And they want the world to end.
Because yes, that means they want the world to end.
Chosen ones.
That means the righteous go to heaven.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. So the world will end. One of the big things is the Battle of Armageddon. It is the battle of that Israel
it's
will
where
be.
Bruce Willis, Steve Buscemi, and Ben Affleck have to stop an asteroid from hitting the Earth before the really old mutant and his four friend mutants take over. I might be mixing Apocalypse and Armageddon.
You may be. Yes. So it's a belief that that Israel will rise. Israel will rebuild the Temple of Solomon, which there's currently a mosque there. So that's a big thing in Jerusalem. That the Temple of Solomon will be rebuilt, and then a great enemy, the enemies of Israel in the world, will attempt to come attack Israel, and God will stop their attack and will like turn their weapons into wood or fuel or oil or something like that. So this great big everyone attacks Israel battle is like one of the big signs of God will be coming soon. God will be coming to separate the sheep from the goats. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell.
That's a cake song.
It is a cake song. That's what cake is referencing. yeah, that God will come back and judge the righteous, and they will have eternal happiness and life with God in a new Eden, and he will send all of the wicked to the lake of fire to suffer there forever with Satan, the prince of lies. So yeah, it's not just religious nuts in the Middle East. There are religious nuts here in America who definitely want someone, a bunch of someones, hopefully, to attack Israel, because they get super wet for the Battle of Armageddon.
I get super wet
for Armageddon.
Yeah. Me too.
I did at one point. I should point out that I said something wrong earlier. Pop-Tart 69 has never posted anything about Israel or Palestine. All they have posted is one picture of a seagull back in 2011. And it got one comment. And that one comment was, "Dickhead, give me your username." So my apologies to Pop-Tart 69 on Instagram.
Who's Pop-Tart 69?
I randomly said that, you know, experts on TikTok and Instagram were like, "Oh, I figured it out," and I just randomly pulled out a name, Pop-Tart 69. I'm like, I wonder if that's really somebody's handle. So I looked it up, and it is.
Oh. And there's also that Tim is worried about, like, you know,
like, all our fans are getting up on Pop-Tart 69.
I just thought it was funny, and there is a Pop-Tart 69 on TikTok, but they have posted no videos yet, still have 3 followers.
I think I still have one follower on my old YouTube channel where I posted like a test video of my room, and someone's wasted. Like,
that person made so angry.
Oh man, that thing lives rent free in my head. I still like sometimes when I watch videos that are like, "Oh, this is a fucking waste of my time." I'm like, "You just wasted 11 seconds of my life." But Tim, I love that you actually went and did the research just so we don't accidentally Walter Goggins this shit up again. She's like, no more emails from Max.
Because Max is just going to keep making 69 up- is some super popular, you know, like either thing I wholeheartedly agree with or wholeheartedly disagree with, or something that I just didn't want to be dragged into this. So I was like, let me just check this out. Oh, never mind. One picture of a seagull in 2011. I don't think they're monitoring their social media that closely.
They are on it. They are like,
I mean,
I'm waiting for the right time to strike.
They had the opportunity to be the premier source of toaster pastry erotica, and they didn't. They failed to
it's
execute.
A Pop-Tart, a ravioli.
Yes. Yes. A Pop-Tart is absolutely a ravioli.
Did you know Pop-Tarts is a Oreo type situation where it is the copycat that has become more popular than the original Toast'em Pop-Ups?
I did not know that.
And the original, like, the company went out of business and so like another company bought the rights to the name. So you can get Toast'em Pop-Ups at the Dollar Tree.
How are they, Tim? Have you tried them?
I haven't because I don't like Pop-Tarts in general.
Okay.
But we were looking for something because supposedly people want... There's a... Not supposedly. I should just fucking own it. There's a boycott of Kellogg's being called for after the CEO was like, "Yeah, if you're poor, you should just eat cereal for dinner. Also, we've raised the prices by all our food 28%. Suck it."
Yeah.
And so they're like, Well, Kellogg, you drew the short straw. You're now going to be the company that we're going to boycott for the next 3 months. And so, like, the only thing we really buy that is Kellogg is Pop-Tarts. And so I was like, "Hey, James, can we try just to see if there's something else out there that you would like instead so that we can, you know, not
kids don't give a fuck about boycotts."
No, exactly. I'm like, and the one he likes is s'mores flavor. And trying to find an off-brand s'mores flavor Pop-Tart is impossible. But then I found out there was a place called Toast, and then even Toast'em Pop-Ups. It's a stupid name. That's why.
That's the best name.
They have a s'mores one, but apparently it's not available anywhere in California. So I went with Cookies and Cream, and he said he liked it better. So that worked out. Not only that, I walked to the dollar store to get it.
Oh, so look at you, little man.
So I exercised not protesting. What do you call it? Boycott. I exercise some civil action as well as my fat ass.
All right.
Which I also did when I voted because I walked to the polling place.
Ooh.
We got new stickers for voting this year.
Woo! That exchange was so... Sorry. It's another text exchange, listeners, where Noah posted a picture of his new voting sticker and it had a bunch of... It had like the Golden Gate Bridge and...
Some parrots.
Some parrots?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that part. But
parrots of Telegraph.
What's that?
There's these famous parrots of Telegraph in San Francisco. But now live in Brisbane, I think, which is like a little south of San Francisco. But they still stuck him on the sticker.
Oh, okay. And so Max goes, I don't see the Tower of Quomodo or whatever it's called.
Sucho Tower.
That's the one. He's like, what city is this? Is it London? And then Noah zooms in, and in fact, the tower was on the sticker.
Plot twist. It was there all along. Little side note, I'd actually know it was on there until I was looking back at it again. I'm like, oh, look, it actually is there. Suck that, Max.
So, listeners, if you're interested, the email Sutro is iconic and Walter Goggins at tancast.com now delivers to Noah because of this.
Wait, are those two separate emails or long?
No, that is one email. The email address is Sutro is iconic and Walter Goggins at tancast.com. Good luck.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, there's no way my type 11 ass would not get a mailer, Damien.
You know what would be hilarious is if you get Sutro right, but then fuck up and actually call him Walton Goggins.
What was the other emails you just made?
Oh, Max had also tried to email. You said something about like, yeah, send us listener email. Or no, he threatened to send listener email. And then he told us that messages to chucklefucks at tancast.com were being rejected.
So now chucklefucks is live.
Chucklefucks is live. It does the same thing as fucktards and your mom. Which
oh, I got to think of a new Tan Laugh jingle and put chucklefucks in there.
So in case you're curious, new sticker has Sutra Tower, the Golden Gate Bridge, parrots, poppies, I believe, and a seal.
Aye, poppies.
Was the seal kissed by the rose on the grave?
It does not look like it.
Yep.
Looks like very happy just sitting there like,
oh, maybe he has been kissed by a rose.
Andy,
me.
Have you seen that video where it's like kiss from the rose on the grave, but it's like seal singing it?
What?
So like they, you know how like they cut up videos to make it sound like someone's singing a song, like cut like Obama. They cut Obama singing like September or something.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's basically kind of that, like different seals making noises. I'm sure they're doing some
You didn't mean the singer seal. You meant
literal seals. Sorry.
Seals.
Yeah,
singing
seals,
it, not
yeah,
seal singing it.
Yes.
I can see
where your confusion was there. You're like, I think he sings the song.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I've seen the video where Seal sings it. And like, I saw it when Batman Forever came out.
Yeah. Like, dude, yes, I was alive and awake in the 90s. Man. Well,
We got there.
I'm glad it wasn't just me who was thoroughly confused.
I see where it went wrong.
No. In retrospect, it should have been super obvious that that's what you meant, because why the fuck would you fast the
Have you guys heard of this Kiss from the Rose song? Somebody say, have you heard it?
Oh, my God. We had an ant invasion. It's been raining like shit this last week. We had an ant invasion.
Oh, and Tim already found it.
Nice. Caitlin had just finished drinking.
I think Tim's watching the video.
I was going to say, none of this is funny yet.
And is thoroughly enjoying it.
I'm just getting secondhand joy off of Tim now. Ooh, wow. Oh, fuck my story. This is way better. Oh, fuck.
Well, I honestly did not expect you to enjoy it that much, Tim.
I wasn't expecting the seals to get so into it.
Okay. Well, guess what, guys? I'm gonna stop telling my story. I'm gonna dive into the hole that Tim just dove down. The fuck? We're having trouble finding that site. Oh, there we go.
Because I'm sucking down all the bandwidth. I'm gonna die.
Oh, fuck. The internet is a weird and wonderful place and also terrible.
Yes.
But When it brings you someone, like, I'm going to make seals singing his medals in my grave, you're like, oh shit, yeah, where you been all my life? Is Andy watching it now?
I mean, it didn't tickle Andy the way it tickled me, but I don't know what I was expecting. I mean, it's exactly what it says on the tin.
Oh.
Is it baby? Is that what got you?
No, I mean, that got me, but I was like trying not to laugh too hard over the top of it, and I was also trying to still hear you guys. No. The final, I'll just say the final montage of the seals singing fucking got me. Ooh. Ah, that is fun.
I didn't watch actually it make it to the end. They just did.
So anyways, this week, Caitlin finishes drinking a can of Sprite, and she turns to me and she goes, hey, do we have Sprite? And I go,
sorry, I mentioned it as well.
She goes, where is it? Do you know where it is? I'm like, yes, it's in the fridge. She goes, what? In the fridge? What? The refrigerator. Like, how is this difficult? She goes, the ant spray. And I realized I misheard the word that she had actually asked me.
You heard ant spray as Sprite?
She didn't say ant spray. She said spray.
Oh.
And I heard spray as Sprite. Because she fucking had Sprite right in front of her. And like we were watching something on TV at the time.
In the fridge. You don't keep ant spray in the fridge?
I was like, you're asking if we have Sprite. You have some in your hand. You know we do. Like, what is this? What's going on?
I want the ants to go out on a positive experience, so I want to keep them cool and refrigerated.
Yeah. Where is it? It's in the fridge. What? The fridge. Oh, man. That was one of those moments, like, we just both sat there and laughed and laughed and laughed and then wondered, are we old? I think we're old.
100%.
Oh, just, Danelle and I just had one of those. Oh, she's like, it's not going to be funny to explain to anybody else, but she was laughing her balls off. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm going to take a moment and point out that your wife laughed her balls off.
Yeah.
Just, that amuses me.
All sorts of different bodies, Andy.
Yeah, you don't know. have you looked down there? No, you don't know, Andy. You don't know what she's got.
This
I've
is true.
Down there.
I have not looked down there.
I've looked a lot.
But I do have it on good authority that some kids popped out from down there. And my understanding is that balls typically get in the way of that.
I mean, that'd make it impossible.
You got
though.
Me on a technicality.
It doesn't make it impossible. I'm just saying, like, you know, balls are in the way.
You got me. Inspector.
I logicked you. It's the same thing with my big brain and the fucking Spartan movie or whatever the shit that was.
Policeman, I gave you all the clues. James has this orthodontic appliance in his mouth that has to be adjusted every other night.
Appliance?
It's not braces and it's not a retainer. It's something to get ready for braces.
Gotcha. But basically appliance just sounds like this big thing with like a motor.
Wait, it's a refrigerator.
Does it do convection?
No, but we do keep the ant spray in it.
Can you air fry some chicken in there?
But it needs, so every other night you have to like stick the special tool in there. Mm. Stop it. And...
I wasn't thinking of it till you said it.
And then you got like this little part that you have to like stick it in and then like twist it, and it pushes his teeth further out to space them apart correctly. And so like every other night you got to do it. And I've been doing it because it's the size of a paperclip. You know, like the end of when you stick a paperclip into something, not like when it's folded up, but you like unfold it, and it's just like that little. Tiny. It's tiny. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, the hole is tiny, and, like, you don't
want to
mess
up. It's like a little hex wrench, right?
Is that what that's called?
Well, I imagine you need something to grab onto to be able to twist it, right?
Like an Allen wrench.
Allen wrench, thank you. Yeah.
No, because it's not. So it's just like a little hole, and then you push the hole down, and it's like a tinker toy. Like, you put the thing in the tinker toy, and then you can twist.
But you are twisting.
Oh, gotcha.
Not, yeah, you're not twisting the thing around. You're pushing.
No, it's like you're putting a lever into a hub and then using the lever to swing the hub around.
Yes.
And then you can take the lever out and put it in another hole in the hub and use it to swing the hole around again.
Yes, so you're not actually twisting the hole.
But go on.
Anyway, well, and like the first couple times we tried it, we kept poking James in the mouth. He's like, I would really like it if this stopped. Like, can you not like make me gag as you throw the, you know, you missed, you missed and it's pointing.
Oh, boy. Coming to the Summer Olympics, uvula javelin.
So we discovered that both Michael and I are the best at it. And so like, it'll be like, oh, is Michael going to do it tonight or is Daddy going to do it tonight? And then, so then James asks, hey, Michael, are you open tonight? Like, he's a business. For some reason, that made Danielle and I laugh our balls off. Like, this is not going to be funny when we relate to anybody else, especially because we have to spend 5 minutes explaining the appliance badly.
I mean, that doesn't really matter how it works. It just matters, like, someone's better at it. Are you open tonight?
You open tonight?
I like to your slip calendar? In a 7 p.m. slot there.
Can you still
pencil
open?
Me in? Got 15 minutes free? Quick power.
No, I got another client I got to see tonight. Sorry.
That's a side gig.
You got to make that side hustle.
Oh, man. I annoyed Drew last night. So I think I've explained on the show that he's 15 going on 16. He keeps trying to make sex jokes to upset his mother and I. Maybe we lean too far into the whole being, you know, open and sex positive or whatever, but like he keeps making like, it's like, oh man, like that's really big. So are my balls. Yes, dude, so are your balls. I get it.
Wait, is that you would make, Andy?
It is.
But it's definitely watching you.
Hey.
It's definitely a joke. I would make.
It's not the joke in isolation. It is the unceasing litany of them. It would be like if everything I said was a so are my balls joke.
So are my balls, Andy.
Yeah, I know. I know, Noah. So are your balls. There, it's an unceasing litany of your balls. I get it. So last night I was trying to get ready for bed and he's downstairs. So
are my balls.
Yep. Just like your balls. He's downstairs still and he says something and I can tell, like, I can tell that it was something that was like, it was anodyne about getting ready for bed, but that there was a setup in there. So I said, whatever it was, I said the gross joke, you know, so are his balls or something like that. I'm like, yeah, so are your balls. I get it. Ha ha. He's like, damn it. He's like, he said something about like, okay, fine. Well, I'm coming up to bed soon. I'm like, oh, cause your bed's going to be sticky. Ha ha. You're coming. He's like, motherfucker. How are you doing that? My son, A, I never outgrew these. B, I always see where you're going with these. And C, you're not, like, if you tell the same goddamn joke over and over, people see through. It's like, if the punchline is you might be a redneck, then everyone's just going to say you might be a redneck. That's why you might be a redneck is the setup, not the punchline.
I mean, you got to teach him how to zig and zag.
Exactly.
Keep him guessing.
You're right. And this is the thing. That is my failure as a father, not to, you know, keep a teenage boy from saying gross sex stuff. Clearly, I did all right there. I got him to where he needed to be. What I need to do is coach him on his comedy. I need to teach him to throw in a couple of laughs, get a hook in there. You know,
look, I don't know if you're the guy. Anus.
See, I didn't say balls.
Oh.
I got, is that disapproval tip?
No, because you missed my joke.
Oh, sorry. Back up. <Go. laughs> What'd you say, buddy? What'd you say?
He said, I need to be better teaching him comedy. I'm like, Andy, are you the guy?
Oh.
You're right. Yours was perverter. That was just mean.
It was stupid.
Yeah, but it wasn't mean.
I mean, also, it's like, you know, like, I mean, you spend enough time with a person, like all of us. Yeah. Like, we know what each other's thinking. Like, not all the time.
But also,
like,
you know, he's coming at you with the stuff, and you're like, why don't you not come at me with the old magic? I was there when it was written.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit of that. Or he's like, how are you doing this? I'm like, A, your jokes are hack. B, I used to be 16. Like, you think any of this is new?
I told you. What was it like? Oh, sagging packs are sagging pants are back.
Yeah.
And ball jokes. You just never crossed out.
Yeah,
ball jokes are eternal.
Drew was complaining to me. This is just for the listeners. You guys already know. Drew was complaining to me this morning about a kid at the bus stop for school yesterday. He's like, he had his pants. Hang on, I can't describe it. I just got to show you. And so, like, he takes his PJ bottoms and, like, puts them, like, right underneath his butt and then pulls his shirt up. He's like, he was wearing his pants like this. So you just saw, like, a whole ass of his underwear. He was like, and that's just how he was wearing them. Like, it wasn't that they'd, like, you know, fallen down or, like, he was wearing them that way intentionally. I'm like,
that's a conscious choice that guy made.
I'm like, bud, that's from the 90s. Like, that's a thing.
I've always wondered, though. Because it used to be like there was a slight sag, right? And it was still kind of held up by the butt.
Yeah.
But then at
a certain point,
it started to go below the butt. I'm like, how do they keep those pants up?
So I've seen dudes actually like tighten up belts like below the butt. So it's like, it's just like gripping on the hip.
But it seems like walking would like.
Make they would just shuffle down.
Yeah, because like it's not like the belt is hitting your hips, right? And that's what's keeping it there. But there's no hips below the butt, right?
Yeah, no. Having never sagged myself and being very white, I imagine though, like if you just kind of keep like an outward pressure on your thighs, you know, sort of get the John Wayne stride, you know, kind of the wide knees.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah,
it does. And like you can't be in a hurry. Like you can never be in a hurry. Like, oh, we got to catch the bus. Nope. Bus going past me by.
Guys, I've seen dudes, and I think it's only a young man's game.
Maybe they're onto
something.
I have
seen dudes sagging and running, but it's like you can only run from the knees down. So it's this, it's almost like a skipping hop run.
Maybe.
But I've seen dudes go fast. I've seen dudes with a fucking deep sag like that, and they are going fast. But like, I don't think I've got the knees for that.
Were they black, Andy?
Of course. Like this.
What are you saying, Andy? You fell into my trap car. No,
I did.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I will say, I've seen white dudes into hip hop. I've seen white dudes wearing, you know, like hip hop street styles. But I don't think I've ever seen a white dude sag his pants. I think it's just like maybe that's a thing that's not done.
Yes? I mean, I saw it in my high school days.
Mm.
And I'm not for a while though, but yeah, I think it's all about slowing down and taking time to appreciate life
with your with your underwear showing and your ass getting a nice.
Yeah, because like you can't go fast anywhere. You're just like I'll get there when I get there, man.
Yeah, this is true. That's sagging is a saunter style. This is a this is a stop and smell the roses kind of fashion.
Slow down, you move too fast. Yeah. Sag your pants and show your ass.
Sagging and Garfunkel.
Oh, man. I'm not going to top that. You know, I'd love to yes and it, but I can't.
would be Tim were hanging. So me and Tim and Jeff were hanging out at this pizza place, and I offered to get Jeff water. And they had like, they had three temperatures. You can get like hot, room, and cold. And I just went room because I felt like room temperature is like, you know, split in the middle. I mean, not anyone's going to get hot, but like, I was like, everyone likes cold water. And just like, I would like cold water. I don't remember what I said. I was like, I said something like, oh, you want a cold water or something? And like, you know, Jeff's like, yeah, I'm like, get your own fucking water next time. And Tim was like, he set you up. He fell for his trap card. I was like, yeah, did you see it? You see it coming? And I think you almost spit water on me that time.
It happens.
That's just so weird. Like, why?
Wait, what's so weird?
Telling him to get his own water next time.
Wait, why is that weird?
That's not a friend thing to do. That's weird.
He was complaining that I didn't get him cold water.
Oh, he was complaining. I thought it was just like, oh.
I mean, not like really complaining. He was just saying like he would have liked cold water.
Oh, okay.
It was like, it was all a joke. I wasn't like, I wasn't really getting angry at him.
Hey, no,
I was just,
just so that our friendship is never tested in the same way, I always want cold water.
All right, good to know. Tim, yep. Tim, where are you at? Oh, where are you at?
100% cold. The colder, the better.
All right.
Even on the coldest day, I fill my water with ice.
All right. I'm also a cold water person, so just so you know. My teeth are already chattering.
I'm like, can you give me some cold water, please? Get that fucking hot shit out of here.
I'm glad we're on the same page with the cold water.
Yeah, it's good that we've come to this pizza. Understanding.
I always want pizza. Always.
And pepper. I mean, I know this. Pepperoni. That's jam.
Right. Mm-hmm. If I'm feeling spicy, I'll throw some bacon on there. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Live my life.
You is wild, brother.
Pepperoni and bacon, though, is just it's so fucking greasy. Like, that's greasy is pizza plus greasy.
Just greasy.
Yeah, grease in my mouth.
Grease all over it. Slide down my throat and into my arteries, where you will lodge and stay forever.
Just like my balls!
Just like your balls.
I mean, no, I don't want my balls to slide down your throat and stay in your gut forever. I want to keep them on my body if I can.
Yeah, you don't want to lose them.
No, I mean, they wouldn't be lost. I would know exactly where they were. Oh, I see what you did, Tim. I talked over it.
Silly.
You did. But you know what? What are you gonna do?
I was waiting for a sound effect. Oh, I was like, come on now.
I wasn't really gonna do anything. I just didn't have anything else to say. And then I'm like, oh, they're waiting for something. Yep. I better give them the juice.
The juice of Andy's skull.
No wheezing the juice.
What?
Wheezing the juice, right? Isn't that
what
from
is that?
Pauly Shore?
Wheezing.
Isn't that what he said?
No, he was the weasel. It's got to be something the wheeze.
Wheeze the juice.
Yeah. Wheeze the juice?
Yeah, it's from Encino Man. I was like, I feel like I'm remembering this correctly.
Yeah, okay. Man, I got to watch Encino Man. No, I don't.
No, you
yeah,
do. No, you
yeah,
don't.
I do.
All right,
I do
got to
watch Encino Man. I got a 16-year-old. He needs to come of age.
Live your best life.
I said come.
We were talking about Universal Studios the other day. And yesterday, actually. And I was like, oh, yeah, when we went there, we didn't even go to the downstairs part because there's like three escalators and there's a bunch of other stuff. There's like this Jurassic Park ride and there's the Mummy ride. And Michael goes, oh, is that the Tom Cruise movie? I'm like, no. Brendan Fraser's movie. Oh, he was in George of the Jungle. And I go, and he recently won an Oscar. Danelle's like, not for that, though. I was like, oh, yeah, retrospectively. They're like, well, you know what? We watched George of the Jungle. Let's give him an Oscar.
Yeah. We revisited it. It seems delightful. Done.
He didn't watch out for that tree, and that's where the action began.
You know what? Monkey Bone 2. Fuck it. Toss it in.
I still haven't seen the whale.
I thought you were like, they made a sequel to Monkey Bone. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You meant Monkey Bone T-O-O.
Yes, T-O-O. Monkey Bone as well.
I thought T-W-O as well, Tim.
Oh.
I was like, there's no way they made a sequel to that piece of trash.
But did they, though? No, they didn't.
Oh, God.
No, they did not.
I feel like sometimes it's just like, let's remake the sequel with none of the original people in it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that happens. I guess it was a prequel, but Dumb and Dumber When Harry Met Floyd.
Yep.
Yeah. Or Mask 2.
You mean Son of the Mask?
Yes.
With Jamie. Was it Jamie?
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy.
Well, like they made an Inspector Gadget sequel without Matthew Broderick, or I don't think anybody else.
Oh,
French Stewart took over the role.
Wow. I mean, wow.
Actually, I think they made a George of the Jungle too.
Did they? Well.
Without Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, just a sea of soulless cash grabs.
Christopher Showerman.
Not sequels, but so they released a live action Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I know. It was blue cat people on a planet playing Pocahontas and then save the whales. I've seen them both.
No. But what I was gonna say is Daniel Kim is in it, and it's just good to see him still around. Like, I feel like I liked him on Lost. Feel like I didn't see him for a while, and now he's shown up in a couple things I've seen. And I just like, I don't know, it's like always nice to see kind of like actors you enjoy kind of come back into the fold of things. Or maybe, you know, I'm sure he's always been working. He just was on my radar. So that was all. I was like, oh, Daniel Kim. He was in that movie, Joyride, which is like the kind of like,
is that the candy cane?
No, Joyride is like the friends who are going to find their friends' adopted parents. It's like a four Asian American friends.
Oh yeah. Recent, yes.
Yeah, recent. It was kind of a fun movie. But he had a nice little role in it.
Nice. That is on my to be watched list.
Simply worth a little watch. Like, it's fun. It's not like, you know, it's not breaking any ground, but
it's not going to change my life.
No, it's not going to change your life. I still love it. I remember what it was when you got me something one time, and I was like, oh, like, calm down. It's not going to change your life.
I didn't want you to have false expectations.
I know. It's just so funny. Because you're right. It did change my life.
Ironically, apparently that phrase did, because it stuck with you.
Yeah. It's a hilarious way to preface something like, hey, calm down. It's not going to change your life. This is not worth it. Yeah, that don't do all that.
Hey, let's take the pressure off me.
You know, I realized last night there was a phrase that somebody had once said. It was Ian. He once said, they love me for the fullness of my balls.
Okay.
All right.
That stuck with me. It was just like such a random. He was joking around.
Was there context?
I think the context was I said something about like, man, Ian, you sure do have an active dating life. He's like, yes, ladies love me for the fullness of my balls. It was just like a dismissive, like, fuck you, don't comment on it. Like, yeah, I know I got game, but let's not make a big thing about it. So it was just this, I'm sure it's not even like a catchphrase he said. He probably doesn't even remember having fucking said it. It's got to be 20 years ago that this happened. And yet, him just dropping, they love me for the fullness of my balls. Like, the fullness.
What, are you still in contact with Ian?
Oh, God, I haven't talked to Ian in a couple of years. I gotta.
You should just message him and just say that.
Out of nowhere. Hey, bro.
They love me for the fullness of my balls.
They still after the fullness of your balls?
I mean, I can relate. I'm sure we all can relate. I think we've all said, like, funny ass. Like, the fact that...
Oh! I thought you meant we could all relate to the fullness of our balls.
We can all relate to the fullness of Ian's balls?
I mean, they're fine.
We've seen Ian.
No, but, like, you know... The Tim sets a little goblin man cracks me the fuck up, and he always forgets he typed that. Like,
yep.
Yeah, I think we all like said
obviously,
something.
Obviously, because it still gets referenced now. You're difficult to spend time with.
Yeah, but you remember saying that, right?
I do. But it was like that, that's one of those things. That's like I might have said and just like forgotten it. But it, like, Tim brought it up so many times after that, that there was no way I was going to forget that I said that.
Yeah. Oh,
we had some real fun trips to Disneyland. Like, that's one of the things, you know, there's plenty of things about 20s where it's like... Worrying about money, worrying about love, all these 20 problems. But you know what? Long ass trips down to Disneyland to go have fun for a whole day at Disneyland, or sometimes stays back to back. Like that is just, those are perfect memories for me. like there was, I'm sure like shit went wrong, or I'm sure, you know, there's disagreements about something at some point that I don't remember any of that shit. I just remember us going down and it being, you know, fucking long time in the car, but we plowed through it and we had a great fucking time. Like, that's all I remember about it.
I was trying to think if me and Tim had taken a trip together, because I didn't think we had, but we have. We've gone to Disneyland at least once.
You guys went to Vegas.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about just me and you?
We did. Forget about the two. What was that?
Are you talking about just me and you?
Yes.
Oh.
Did we?
Yeah, fuck you, Andy. No, I'm just kidding.
We took a solo trip to Disneyland?
No, no, not a solo trip. It was, did we go to Vegas, Andy?
I did not go to Vegas.
Okay. Have we ever taken a trip together?
Like, just you and me? And well, not Tim?
No, no, no. Have you, regardless of who else is there, have we gone somewhere on a trip?
Yes. Disneyland.
Did we all go to Disneyland together?
Yeah, for my birthday. And then Danelle showed up. Stephanie was there as well.
I don't remember this. I remember the time we did it for Jeff and Miranda.
No, we the three of us took two trips to Disneyland together. There was the one, yes, where Danelle showed up, and we got a motel room, and we packed five people into that little fucking motel room.
Okay.
There was that trip, and then there was another trip that we did where it was the three of us like and Steph. This is like the
trip Andy has referenced multiple times, right?
Is
in regards to Tim and Dell?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was going to rehash it.
Thank you.
Just,
thank you. We're good. Right? We're good.
Yeah.
I was worried that's how Andy was going to make sure we all understood what trip it was. Oh. But we could just, I can't remember. Oh, yeah. No, it was there. So the other one wasn't actually Disneyland, technically. It was California Adventure because I had gotten those free tickets.
That is true.
And it was not California long after it opened and also not long after September 11th. So it was not crowded.
Yeah.
And that was the time we went on the fun wheel of death and Noah decided he did not like the swinging gondolas.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Something yes. I point out anytime I go on in that, and anytime I go on that now, Noah's like, "All right, now," and just like your arms sprang out, like it was the CGI arms from Doc Ock, and just like it was immediately you were just on both sides somehow.
Noah was like, "Nope, I don't know, locked into place."
Yeah, I think the only times I've been to Disneyland as an adult are with you. Now that I think about it,
weird, because. Who else would you take?
Yeah, it's not normally my jam. I mean, like, right. I've enjoyed the time with you, but I was not like, I need to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not thinking that now? Because I am right now thinking, not right now because the Haunted Mansion is under construction, and so you can't go on that. And also, Splash Mountain is gone, and they haven't opened Tiana's Bayou Adventure yet. So that whole area is just a cordoned off mess. And that's just going to mean more people in line for Rise of the Resistance. It's going to make that line longer, and it's already pretty long, if you know what I'm saying. I think you do.
Other trip to Disneyland was I have long referred to it as our 24 hours to Disney.
Yeah, that was California Adventure where we drove
California Adventure one. Yes, and that was like Steph came and stayed on our couch, and we all got up at like I think it was like 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, and
that's how I do it.
And drove, and I don't think we were there like right at the park opening. We stopped for breakfast. At like
gotta
a Denny's
for breakfast after the grapevine. You gotta. That's a rule.
Yeah. Yeah. So we stopped for breakfast at Denny's or IHOP or something like that. Got something greasy to fuel us back up. But yeah, we were there early, and we stayed until the end. And then we got dinner at Downtown Disney, and then drove straight back home. And we got home almost exactly 24 hours after we left.
Hmm. What was the trip? Well, I think we were in my car and we were like going over the grapevine and we were like low on gas.
Oh, that was the World Series of Pop Culture.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I was just talking to Danelle about that the other day. We called Danelle like, where is the nearest gas station? Because it was before smartphones. We're like, are we going to make it? Or are we just going to die here on the hill?
Die.
So that must have just been the two of you guys.
We made it.
Stephanie. It was me, Noah, and Stephanie.
Gotcha.
And
we went to Universal.
We crushed it.
Crushed. I mean, that's why you saw us on the World Series of Pop Culture.
you blink and you miss it. That was a fun trip, though.
So, had I already moved at that point, or had I just moved in with Caitlin?
Yep.
Or did you guys just go without me? Okay, you know what? Fuck Andy. Let's go do trivia without him.
Yeah,
he doesn't know things. You could have moved.
Yeah, you probably would have moved. I think we would have brought you along if you were around.
I moved 17 years ago, so it's been a minute.
Oh, you know what?
Chicken butt.
Here, I can tell you. Hold on. Give me a second. I can tell you exactly when it was because I have photos from it.
They have date stamps?
They do. Let's take a look. Memories.
of the things we left behind.
It was in, boop, where's the little info? Oh, is this a little dot up here? 2007.
Yeah, I lived here.
Yep, he had moved. Because that was the year I got married.
Mm-hmm.
There's a funny Tim. There's a funny picture of Tim, like, making a weird face at little bunny rabbits.
What?
Here, I'll send it to you.
I was expecting the one where I'm making a little face and, like, you're, like, in the... I think I'm drinking something, and like you, like the color, like you did something wacky with the coloring of the photo.
Oh, whereas like it was like maybe like you weren't color, but like everything else was in black and white.
Oh, what the? What the hell is going on? What is happening? Why am I doing that?
I don't know. Why do you do anything, Tim?
And then look at the cute little bunnies, and Tim's gonna eat them.
Oh, maybe that's what I was going for.
Oh, poor little bunnies.
I think that's when we went to the. We also went to the Walk of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I realized how fucking sad that street is.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like you only see bits and pieces of it. Oh, it looks like glitzy and glamoury there. It looks like so much fun. Oh, I think this is the picture Tim is talking about. And you like get there, you're like, oh, this is where dreams come to die.
I mean, I knew a comedian in L.A. Like, you know, oh, yep, that is exactly what I was talking about. I know a comedian in L.A. She was falling on hard times, so she literally just got, like, in a sexy maid outfit and would just stand out in front of Chinese theater to try and get pictures with tourists, like, next to, like, the Elmo and Spider-Man or whoever else was there. Like, just random hot girl in a maid outfit.
And how'd that work out for her?
Her dreams are dead. Oh. I mean, she's still alive, so that's good. She didn't die of starvation, so clearly that was enough money. Oh, I have to show you. I took a similar picture with the boys when we went to Bubba Gump's in... Well, we didn't actually go to Bubba Gump's, like, we just walked by it, but the one in Monterey. Yeah, Noah just sent a picture of him in Bubba Gump's... I mean, in Forrest Gump's shoes outside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Noah, is that the Bubba Gump in Monterey, or is that the one in...
No, that's in it. These are all pictures from L.A. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one on City Walk.
Got it. Tim, I have a similar picture of me. Yep, those are your boys.
Michael is taller than my mom now.
Ooh.
I mean, that's not they should tussle. High bar, but yes.
How dare you, you elitist height person.
Wow.
I love that. I just want to see a tussle. Is like Noah's trying to look like Forrest Gump with just like a kind of a blank look on his face. And when I posed for a very similar picture at Bubba Gump in Monterey, actually, I went for the same thing. Like, well, just gonna what's my Forrest Gump? It's a blank look on my face.
Oh, I did one. Let's see what mine was.
God damn, your kids are getting fucking too big. I hate you.
That's what I just said. Taller than my mom.
Here's a picture of me smiling as my quote unquote hand is getting cut off.
Is that at Universal during one of the special effects things?
Yeah, do you remember that? I was up there and I was like just smiling as
yep,
like
I do remember that. I had forgotten until you just said it, but you just unlocked the memory. Like, oh shit, he was I'm like yay, he was like yay, goodbye hands.
Goodbye my hands.
Oh, this I is love a good that photo. We're just sending each other pictures and talking about the
we're so important, aren't we? We should probably end this.
What are you talking about? The listeners love us going down memory lane.
Oh, good times.
Tim. Okay, so just so the listeners know, Tim's Forrest Gump is actually the dude from Sling Blade. Tim is Billy Bob Thornton. Carl, I think his name
Billy
is.
Billy Bob Morton.
Billy Bob Morton. Billy Bob Morton. Max is going to send us another note. His name is not Bebop.
Some call it Kaiser Blade. I call it Sling Blade. Mm-hmm.
French fried taters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have done that to the Bebop boy.
Mm-hmm. So that's Tancast.
Yeah.
It was.
Remember... don't trust your dreams, because you'll end up on the Hollywood Walk of Fame's sexy maid's outfit.
Or, you know, do trust your dreams and go to, maybe your dream is going to.
Maybe if your dream is to end up on the Walk of Fame in this sexy maid outfit, you lived it. You did it.
Yeah, you don't know. Don't.
I'm not shaming anybody.
Dream gatekeep.
No, you did your
dreams. I should say, my dreams failed harder than hers did in terms of professional comedy. So I just game recognizes lack of game.
No, and I should also say, I'm not. Sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of her. Like, it's wonderful that she went out there and tried. Like,
yeah. I personally knew her, and I didn't want to make it seem like I was like, hey, I'm just shitting on her. I'm like, no, I'm just saying we all had a rough time out there. Not all of us became Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah, I think a lot of people go out there with, like, hopes and dreams that don't work out, and that is unfortunate, but... It's wonderful. Like, people try. Like,
and her solution wasn't to give up on her dreams. It was to go get a sexy maid outfit and fucking hustle. Keep the dream alive. Yeah. No hate. In case it seemed like I was talking shit about that. No.
I mean, also unrelated. Andy just sent us a picture of his kid. And I know it's how it's supposed to work, but it still is funny to me when it's like your child looks like you.
Oh, this,
like, those eyes, Andy, those are your eyes.
Oh, dude, I know.
So many times on Facebook, like, I've had high school friends post pictures. I'm like, wow, that's a really good picture of you in your cheerleader outfit. Like, I didn't know we had high def cameras. That's your daughter. What? No, absolutely not. Your daughter is not the same age that you were when I knew you. Stop it. Yeah. Absolutely not. Goodbye.
Oh, man, I haven't been to any of our high school reunions, and we've got a big one coming up next year. I think I should go. When I show up with all of the – I mean, people from high school would remember me, if they remember me at all. People would definitely remember me as the dude with, like, the long hair down his back. So when I show up with the hair on the wrong – like, the wrong hemisphere of my head – like, I think that's going to be real weird for people that haven't seen me in 30 years.
I also think your child is trying to channel you. Like,
you do?
It looks like he's growing his hair out long. It's long in that picture.
Oh, it's long. Yeah, he keeps growing his hair long. Yes. He has had hair, like, most of the way down his back at one point.
I'm trying to look for this little – I'm zooming in. I don't see this little dirt stash.
Oh, it's because we made him shave it off for that.
Oh, she's trust like, I'm me, trying to live my dream.
It's back. Oh, God. Speaking of watching The Daily Show, they put up a picture of Elon Musk to make a joke about it, and I paused it on the picture because I just made – there was somebody else with, like, a really, like, crazy, like, Sam Elliott mustache, but it was, like, a little bit – it looks lopsided. I was like, why is that guy wearing a fake Sam Elliott mustache for this interview? And then they popped up the thing with Elon Musk, and I paused it. I'm like, I am sorry I made fun of that other guy's mustache. This is the mustache I should have saved it for. It was like, is that even a mustache? I'm like, I just know that I should go stand next to him right now, because that thing is calling to me going, come closer.
Step into my lair.
And Drew goes, yeah, that's that Elon Musk is rocking Lauren Boebert's son's mustache. And I turned to him and I go, he's rocking Drew's mustache.
I don't know. Wait, who's Lauren Boebert?
The Colorado congresswoman.
Oh.
Hand job at the
Oh, yeah. You brought it up last week as well, and I didn't know who she was in. I forgot, probably forgot her.
Nope, that's fine.
Take that, Lauren Boebert. You are so forgettable. Even even your hand job hijinks cannot keep you in Noah's brain.
Yep. Also,
you
are, like, to be fair, I've always been troubled dams. I'm more... better with, like, things that happen. It's like, when you, like, hand job lady, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're better with hand jobs.
Yeah.
I don't remember names, but I remember every hand job.
Every hand job? From a hand job? Yes, oh, definitely.
Oh, 1996, one of the best hand jobs ever.
I don't think so. Are you talking about for yourself? Is that when you, like...
No, what? I just wanted to pick a random year.
Yeah. Okay.
Boom. I don't
What was the year where you got the hand job? It was like, bam, bam.
Oh, 1994.
I was going to say, that was before 96.
Danelle loves to bring that story up every so often because she just thinks it's hilarious.
I mean, it's
and
hilarious.
Then she told our neighbor, and, like, our neighbor almost peed her pants laughing. She thought it was that funny. Like, she like, kind of couldn't breathe.
How do hand jobs come up in casual conversation?
Yeah. Who knows?
Guys, I have lived in the same house for 17 years. I guarantee you I have never described or had described a single hand job I've received to any of these neighbors.
Are you really
just
living
her
life,
own
Andy?
Hand job? She was a secondhand job.
You're right.
Wait, did you say secondhand hand job?
No, secondhand job.
Okay, I like secondhand hand job.
No, I like it with just
a secondhand hand job.
You know, I like it a secondhand job. It flows better for me.
I like it both. By the way,
but you didn't like
not
it.
Today. Like ending the show.
Oh yes,
we were supposed to do that,
and we did not. Andy.
This week I hate it when the show runs long and I forget that I'm supposed to hate something. Ah!
You've been there, buddy. Pancast.
Thank you for being one of the 12 listeners to listen to another episode of the TanCast podcast. If you like it, please talk about it on your social medias, your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, if you're under 20. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also leave a comment on this or any other episode at TanCast.com. Special thanks and love to the late DJ Technoid, who composed the official TanCast theme, and special thanks to Vic, who created the official TanCast album art. Thanks again for tolerating our nonsense, and always remember, you're doing it. Good Lord, over an hour and a half of this jibber-jabber. Jibber-jabber.
A good portion of the pure jibber-jabber was us looking at our phones and describing things that we saw.
No, that was the good part.
Oh.
That's the part that's going to win us a Peabody.
That's what where's my Oscar?
What'd I ruin? I ruined something.
My pants.
No, you ruined your pants.
The recording has ended. Yeah.